Like their good friends the Baptists, the Methodists love a good covered dish event. Any church gathering can serve as a reason to bring out the cakes, cookies, and casseroles, and in rural North Carolina, that puts church leaders, like Pastor Charles Lindquist, in an awkward position.
And I used to, people used to say, get up there in the front of the line, you know, and you had this feeling of 90 pairs of eyes staring at you to see whose food you were going to take. So you were trying to take some of everything.
Lindquist, or Pastor Charles as he's known, is the pastor at Jordan Memorial United Methodist Church in Ramsur, 30 miles south of Greensboro. The tacit pressure to take something from everyone's covered dish has had a dual impact. He's beloved by his congregation, but he was not a healthy person.
Well, I was on blood pressure medicine. I was on cholesterol medicine. I was way overweight.
Turns out, Pastor Charles is hardly alone.
It didn't make any sense that pastors would be less healthy than your average American.
Raejean Preschold-Bell is an assistant research professor at the Duke Global Health Institute. She spent most of her career studying substance abuse until she became the lead investigator with the Duke Clergy Health Initiative. She was skeptical of the anecdotal claims that clergy were less healthy because as a group, they are highly educated, had steady jobs, and had health insurance. And those characteristics usually meant someone was likely to be more healthy. So she embarked on an extensive survey of Methodist pastors in North Carolina.
And my goodness, if they weren't right, we found very high rates of obesity, hypertension, high cholesterol, diabetes, and depression.
Much higher than the general public. Obesity rates for clergy were 11 points higher. Depression rates were double. So researchers set out to find out why. And after 13 focus groups, a number of surveys, and countless conversations, Preschold-Bell believes she narrowed the problem down to the need for clergy to be on call 24/7 and the stress that comes with their selfless devotion.
Clergy feel divinely called to their profession. They believe that they're called by God to do the work that they're doing. And this imbues a level of significance to everything they do that people of other professions don't often have.
Armed with that conclusion, Duke's Clergy Health Initiative then embarked on an effort to do something about it. They launched Spirited Life, a two-year outreach program that provides individual consultation to about 1,100 Methodist pastors, helping them develop good habits for stress management, exercise, and healthy eating. Katie Huffman is a wellness advocate with Spirited Life. She says the hardest thing is just to get clergy to think of themselves.
And just to give them permission to do that and let them know that not only is it good for them, but it will also have a trickle-down effect into their congregations and for their families.
Spirited Life has had a dramatic effect on Pastor Charles. He's lost 85 pounds in a year. He's still very busy ministering to church members in the hospital, shut-ins, and attending to any number of other spiritual needs. But he eats smarter and exercises, plays 9 holes of golf every week, walks, and dashes around the tight, hilly streets of Ramsur on his street strider, sort of an elliptical machine on wheels. Tony Marley has seen him tooling around town on the odd-looking bike. She's 91 years old and has been a member at Jordan Memorial since she was 16. She likes to exercise at the local Y herself, and has noticed a difference in her pastor.
My son saw him a couple of weeks ago. He came to my house when we were having dinner, and Harry said, I didn't recognize him at first because he had not seen him since he had lost so much weight. He looks great, and I think he feels good.
And while she's a fan of the new, thinner Pastor Charles, Marley's also one of the stars of those covered dish nights, where she has a bit of a reputation for her cakes. And that's caused Pastor Charles to develop a new strategy.
So now what I do is I take my time at the back door greeting people and then in my office, you know, just kind of calming myself after worship and taking my robe off and stuff. And then I make my way down to the fellowship hall. And by then, most of the food's gone.
Along with his new covered dish strategy and exercise regimen, Pastor Charles has more outlets for his stress and better eating habits. Altogether, he says it should keep him ministering to the folks at Jordan Memorial Church for a long time. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.